Good evening, everybody. We're trying some experiments tonight with different technology. We have the UVU video conference call going on with Los Angeles and Big Bear and Long Beach and the conference call. So we're going to be recording in both areas. So bear with me. I'm also going to turn the I'm turning on so that everybody can be heard. Please be keep it quiet so that the recording doesn't pick up your outside noises. But if anybody has difficulty hearing me because of the speaker or cutting in and out or anything like that, please speak up. Please join me with the Anabakoa. Anabekoa, gedula chemincha, kati serura, alefet gimel yutak tzadi, kabel rinat, amcha sagvenu, tahavenu. No ra kufre shayan sintet nun. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kevava shamren. Nun gimel dalad yud kaf shin. And the two letters for the month, the dalad, that created the planet Madim, Mars, and the Hay, which created the constellation Tale, the Lamb. Bar Tacharen Rachame Sidkatha Tami Betet Resh Tzaditaf Gimel Hasin Kadosh Birok Tucha Na'el Adatach Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayin Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Shma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutta. And the last line is said silently in a whisper, but I will say it out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Before we get started reading the Zohar tonight, does anybody have any questions? On the conference call, you can unmute your voice with a *6. On the UVU and the Skype, you can unmute your microphones and speak. No questions, so we will start. We're reading from the portion of Tzav. Last night we skipped section 20, so we're going to go back and do that one. Section 20 is titled Burning of Holy Things. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunaneihu Pekudah Da Lishrok Kedishim Be'esh Be'avat Rei Zohano Kar Bin Sar Hazavach Bayom Hashlishi Eish Yisrev Kna'in the Amora'in the Sitre Torah Eat Kodesh the Eat Kadashim the Eat Kodesh Kadashim Ma'ana'a Eat Lekucha Barichu Bakdashim the Itokadu E. Temua the Gin Yitzhak Divsha Atah the Israel the Aku Salik Aparo Shal Yitzhak Kamei Da'i V'Hayavin Sheret Yishte Zivu V'Yidei Hai Lidrasha Yihu V'I Temurun V'Gin V'Nei Aharon V'Havo Sherefat Kadashim V'Kiv V'Kon V'Tetsa Esh Milifnei Adonai V'Tokal Otam V'Yamutu Umitat Tatchon Mipara LeYisrael Kapara LeYisrael Kemo Sherefat Kadashim Utza V'Rasha Ka Atai Ate. This whole section is being spoken of as the Reaya Nechemna, which means the faithful shepherd. It means that Moshe is the one doing the teaching in this section. It is one of the precepts to burn sacrifices by fire. Then, but that which remains of the flesh of the sacrifice on the third day shall be burnt with fire. Vayikra, chapter 7. Tanaim and Amoraim, you shall find holiness. Sacrifices literally is holy. And the holy, literally holiness, of holies, among the secrets of the Torah. He asked, what pleasure does the Holy One, blessed be He, derive from burnt sacrifice? It is done on account of Isaac, for when Israel are in trouble, the ashes of Isaac rise before him. For which reason the sacrifice ought to be burnt to ashes? As a reminder of his merit. If they are punishable by fire, they will be saved for his sake. This is only a homiletic interpretation. You may also say it was for the sons of Aaron that were like the burning of holies, of whom it is written, and a fire went out from before Hashem and devoured them, and they died. Vayikra, chapter 10. Their deaths atoned for Israel, like the burning of holies. This is also a homiletic interpretation. Isaac, we call the event on Mount Moriah between Abraham and Isaac the binding of Isaac. We're taught in Sunday school as little children that Abraham was told to sacrifice his son, to actually kill his son. When we know that God does not want human sacrifice. And there are many direct statements in the whole section of the binding that indicates that Abraham knew he was not going to kill Isaac. And Isaac knew he was not going to be killed. And yet we have many midrashim that indicate that Isaac was frightened and died. He had near-death experience, went up, and came back. And that's one of the explanations of why Isaac never left the Holy Land, while Jacob and Abraham did. But the whole idea of Isaac and the ashes of Isaac, what did Isaac do if he knew he wasn't going to die? What is this whole idea of this verse talking about? And to make it a very quick discussion, Isaac accepted his place. Isaac was a channel for the left column, for Giborah, for judgment. Isaac accepted that his binding, his control by Abraham, who represented mercy, the right column, chesed. Isaac did not have to accept that. He had free choice. His father was connected to Hashem. His father was teaching the world there is one God. Isaac accepted that responsibility in a different frame, the frame of judgment, the frame of Geburah. But Isaac needed to be bound in order to bring the structure of the Spirot into balance. By accepting the binding, by allowing this old man of 137 years to bind this youth of 37 years. This is the merit that Isaac has. I've asked a question that I have not yet gotten an answer, because one of the understandings of Abraham and Isaac is Abraham represents the soul that comes into this world. Sarah represents the body. And Isaac represents the soul after the correction of this world, after the Messiah comes. So what is the reason that the soul after Messiah had to accept this binding? I've not yet got an answer to that. But this discussion of why do we need to burn sacrifices completely. If it's not eaten, it gets burned. And it's done in the merit of either Isaac from his accepting of the binding, or it's done in the merit of the Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, who were righteous people, but who made mistakes and caused their death by bringing strange fire. Ela, Talat, Eshin, Yishraga, Esh, Avra, the Esha, Ukama, the Esha, Tekelta, the Kabel, Torah, Nevi'im, Uktuvim, the Kabel, Kohen, Levi, the Israel, the Takelet, Ihi Shekinta Karava Landi Ihita Achida the Inun the Chilot the Kanpei Mitzva Mitzva the Itmar the Chon the Asu Lechem Titi the Hai Tekelet the Ihi Shekinta Ihi Dina the Achilat Karbanain the Ila Zivan. I have forgotten whether I have said the opening blessing of doing Zohar study. So in case I didn't, Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kodaneihu. He answers, there are three fires to the candle, a white fire, a black fire, and a blue fire, conforming to the Torah, the prophets, and the writings, which correspond to the priests, Levites, and Israel. Blue corresponds to the Shekhinah, which is near us, as she dwells among the lower beings. She holds onto those wicks, the wings of a precept, of which it says that they shall make them tzitzit. Bamidbar, chapter 15. The blue is the Shekhinah, the judgment that eats sacrifices and burnt offerings. Remember that when the sacrifices were done on the altar, there was a fire that came from heaven. That fire consumed, it literally looked like it was crouching over the sacrifice. That fire was either looking like a lion, which told the people that the sacrifice was accepted, or it looked like a dog, which told the people that the sacrifice was not accepted, which was another way to help the person break his ego, because everybody could see that he had done something inappropriate. He, Ishkachat, Bnei, Nis, Nes, Nasha, the Inun, Etzim, Uveishim, Hegavna, the Inun, Ketilot, Uveishim, Bela, Mishcha, the Ihi, Oraita, Rakame, Ihi, Lon, Shirafa, the Okidat, Lon, Ugin, the Ema, the Ame, Haaretz Inun, the Iran, Kema, the Ukmuha, the Inun, Sheketz, Tekelet, the Hi Adonai, Okidat, Lon, Begin, the Karvin, the Gaba, Im Sharet, the Hu Yetzer, Hara, Za, Hahidiktiv, the Hazar, Hakarev, Yumat. If she, Malchut, the secret of blue, finds men, he is dry wood, like dry wicks without oil, which is the Torah and mercy. Malchut is a fire to them and burns them. For the ignorant are cattle, an abomination according to our explanation. And the blue, the name Adonai, namely Malchut, burns them, since they approach her holding a worm, which is the evil inclination, and also a stranger. Hence it is written, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. Bamidbar chapter 3. V'i, v'mita ton chazrin v'tiyuta kad shachit non milach mikal mikaal v'ihu kahana rabah. Arye v'akil karbanin nachit alayhu v'karva karbada dadem Adonai. Conference call called me back. I hope you're still hearing me. Please let me know.
Something happened.
Thank you. I'm continuing.
I can hear you, Hano.
I'm sorry?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. One of the interesting things about this verse that I just read, that I hesitated to comment about, but I decided to, the word stranger, in Hebrew is the word ger. And frequently in the Torah it talks about widows and orphans and strangers, which is, the Ari teaches us that that is really talking about relationships between nefeshes, ruach, and neshamot, the various levels of souls, and how they relate to each other. So this statement that says that the stranger that comes near shall be put to death, it's talking about a nefesh that has completed its correction and is essentially acting as a chariot for a ruach that has not completed its correction. And they're actually two different essences, two different people, because the original nefesh did not complete itself in its first incarnation and therefore cannot incarnate with its own ruach. And the idea of death of a stranger is actually going through the fire of cleansing, removing the negative aspects of the earth, when this nefesh, which has completed itself, goes back up into the upper world. The E, the mitat chon, hazrin, the tiyuta, chit lon malach mikael, the hu kahana rabba, arye, the akil karbanin. Nachit alayhu lekarva lon karvana kadam Adonai. They should repent before they die, when the angel Michael, who is the high priest, ritually slaughters them. Who is the lion? I forgot to turn on the recording. Who is the lion that devours the offerings, descends to sacrifice them as an offering up before Hashem? Bekodem detik puk nishmate matvade bekama beduyin bekad nafik nishmate hu hava mitkaven need more. Et Hashem. Shema Yisrael Ubaruch Shem Lekarva Nishmate Karbana Leshem Yudke Vavke Vitzarich Lemit Vadeh Lekucha Barichu Lekabalah Lekarva Mishme Hashem Mishme Yakil Vitzshetse Ulach Zara Vitiyuta Legabe Yudke Vav Ehiyeh Bechushban Membet Diadonai Paraina Le Dina Demalkuta Dina. Before expiring, it behooves you to make several confessions, so that when comes time for your soul to leave you, you may concentrate on completing the name, specifically perfecting the union of Malchut, called name, with the union Hero Israel, the union of Zeranpin, and blessed be the name, the union of Malchut, thus bringing your soul as a sacrifice to the name Ehiyeh. One should then confess before the Holy One, blessed be He, so that He will accept and bring the burning and consuming hay. Malchut, near to His name, Yudke Vavke, and because the hay to repent before Yudke Vav Ehiyeh, which has a numerical value of 42, that is to return the hay back to Yudke Vav, so as to effect the supernal union within Bina of Yudke Vav Hey Ehiyeh, Yud Hey Vav Hey being Hakva, and Ehiyeh Bina. Before the union is completed, Malchut is called Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, containing the letters of Din, which is judgment, an indication for the meaning of the law, because Aramaic, Dina Dalet Yud Nun Aleph, of the kingdom is the law. Thus the union of Yudke Vavke Ehiyeh is incomplete. What are the metaphors that's used as to why we are in this physical world is to bring the various levels of the names of Hashem into unity. And that's what this verse is talking about, the Gematria of 42, which represents the Anavakoach, the name that was used in creation. And it's explaining that the hay has been separated by the sin of Adam. And the three levels, Ehiyeh, which is Bina, Yudke Vavke, which is Chachma, and Aleph Dalet Nud, which is Malchut, or Dot, depending on the way it's being presented. There's always a union of this 42-letter name, of these three names that have a gematria of 42, but the hay is missing and it needs to be completed, and that is part of our job. Vayekaven Bishma Beporesh Vihihu Yudhe Vavhe Valev Echad Uve Yipok Ruche Benefesh Dilei Mikabel Ale Mita Vayesurin Uvnishmita Mode Bekama Vyaduyin Mimit Haret. One should concentrate upon the name pronounced in full, which is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph, namely Yud Hey Vav Hey, fully spelled with Aleph, which is Zeranpin, so as to declare the unity with the whole heart, Malchut, called heart. One should concentrate on it while giving up his Ruach, and with his nefesh is be willing to accept death and suffering. With his neshama, it behooves him to confess several times and repent. The verse is talking about what your kavanah is, what someone's kavanah when they're saying the Shema and Baruch Shem, those two verses, and unifying. One represents Zeranpin, one represents Malchut, and they're unifying the two. what is the Kavanah one should have is that you're willing to die in order to unify these two names, in order to bring unity and balance into the world. You're willing to accept the death. And by being willing to accept the death, you never have to die. Benefesh, Mekabel, Ale, Mita, Shechita, Sherefa, Ve'i, Tzarich, Dalet, Metot, Bet Din, De'inun, Sekila, Sherefa, Chereg, Ve'henek, Mekabel, Le, Me'adonai, Benefesh, Delay, Uvnish, Mate, Mode, the Kama, the Du Yin, the Choser, the Tiyuta, the Gabe, Echie, the Achid, Bitrain, Shemahan, Yudkevavke, Yudkevavke. He explains his words. With his nefesh, he takes upon himself death, slaughtering, and burning. If he is punishable by the four forms of capital punishment, which are stoning, burning, slaying, and strangulation, he should take them upon his nefesh from Adonai. With his neshama, he should make several confessions and repent before the name Ehiye, which is Binah, which is attached to the two names Yudke Vavke, Yudke Vavke. The verse is a little confusing, but it's really just talking about, again, the Kavanah that one needs to have when one is unifying and saying the Shema. The idea of accepting the four levels of death, we all have committed transgressions that are punishable by Bet Dins for different ways of dying, one being stoning, one being burning, one being slaying, which is the sword, and one being strangulation. And when people die in the physical world, as an example, if there's someone is living in an earthquake area and there's an earthquake, the building collapses around them, and they die in that manner, they're dying through the method of stoning. If someone is in wartime and is shot by a bullet, that's the burning of that bullet is the idea of being burned. Or it is the slaying, the idea of the sword. And there are many different ways of normal, well, no, normal. First off, no one should have to die. But those who live in the world and perceive the world as one who dies, one of those four methods is the reason that they're dying, for the most part. They die in their bed in a peaceful way. They've completed their tikkun. But if they die in any kind of pain, suffering, they are experiencing one of these four deaths as a consequence of whatever transgression they did and failed to do tshuva upon. And there are some transgressions that even doing tshuva, you still must correct it through dying. B'machshav te, b'chaven li'afka apaka, v'du v'kabalat mita ale b'lev aleph, re'ihu shema meporash, kegavna da yud, Hey, Vav, hey, Bey, Kohanim, Korim, Umishtachavim, Al, Benehem, Viomrim, Vishkamalav, Kavod, Ihu, Lev, Behushban, Uve, Haya, Mitkaven, Ikmor, Et, Hashem. One should concentrate his thoughts upon uttering a confession with his mouth, and undertake death with a whole heart. That is, one should unite Malchut, called heart, by means of the unity of Hashem is one, which is the name pronounced in full as Yudke Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav Hey Aleph. This is Yudke Vavke, fully spelled with olives, the secret of Zeron Pin. Upon which the priests would kneel, bow, and prostrate upon their faces, excuse me, and say, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingdom, forever and ever. The term glory, Hebrew is kavod, kaf bet vav dalet in numerical value is lamed bet lev, meaning heart, which equals 32, which is malchut, called heart. With it did he concentrate upon perfecting the name, namely including the union of malchut with yudke vavke, continuing the kavanah in saying the Shema, and also in this case he's explaining what the kavanah of the priest is in doing the sacrifice. And all of this enhances the revelation of light with our study. We don't live in the period of time that the temple appears to be in the physical world. It is here, but most people are not able to see it and not able to experience it and do not have the merit to be able to sacrifice an animal and do this mitzvah to bring unity and peace into the world. But by our study of this section of the Zohar, we are doing just that. The Tanayin, the Amorain, E, Tamrun, the Ki, Am, Ha'aretz, Mina, Yada, Da, Ela, Vadai, Am, Ha'aretz, Ihu, Kosher, O, Se, O, Ez, O, Tor, O, Yonah, Ma, the Iran La Yade, Oraita the Ihi Shem Yud Dalet Vav Dalet, Haki Am Haaretz La Yada, Ela Miko Mikael Kahana, Rabba Ihu Aved Le Ola the Karbana Kadem, Adonai the Ihu Mikaven, Bishma the Porash Bisliku, Teruche the Tipuk, Belev echad, kegavna dekad nafik rucha, debarnash dekol lelia. Tanaim and Amoraim, how can the ignorant know all these meditations? He answers, assuredly the ignorant are like an ox, a lamb, a goat, a turtle dove, or a pigeon, that are sacrificed on the altar. The ignorant are like the cattle who do not know the Torah, which is the name Yudke Vavke. Only Mikhail, the high priest, who brings the name as a burnt offering, sacrificing it before Hashem, concentrates upon the name that is pronounced in full, when his ruach ascends. So with all these intentions, it will finally go out of his life with one heart, in just the same manner as a man's ruach rises every night. What it's saying is, you do the best you can. You learn the meditations as best you can. Struggle with them. We know you can't do them all. And yet, whatever you do is acceptable and brings chaos away from you. It brings peace into your life. The more you try, the more peace will come. But it's not something that you need to worry about if you cannot do the meditations, if you cannot understand the meditations. As long as you make an effort to the best of your ability, if the system works. Ugin da ukmuha rabbanan shuv yom alef lifnei mitatach divkol yom v'yom sarich barnash liachar chadra b'tiyuta ugnit binsar ruche legabei diyufuk de'echad hahidikid biyadcha achid ruchi The sages therefore taught, return a day before you die. For a man should daily return in repentance and deliver his ruach to him. So it will leave with one. Hence it says, into your hand I commit my spirit. Tehillim chapter 31. We've all heard that verse spoken many times in many movies. Ve'im hu tachatzi alei itmar yodea tzadik nefesh vechemto deleit hacham kimo kachana kema ve'ukmucha harotze lechachkim yadrim ve'im tachatzi hu tzarich sheyye bei chesed ve'im yud ziyihu hachma chasir uman delat bei hachma lav Ihu chasid, ugid, ukmuha, velo am haaretz chasid ve'i, it be Hashem chamsha, humashe Torah ve'it yehivu, mishmala it kere gibor ba'Torah, vire chet ve'i ihu bur, itmar be' ein bur yira chet. If he be a Torah scholar, it says of him, a righteous knows the soul of his cattle. Mishle, chapter 12. There is none as wise as the priest, who is chesed. As we said, he who wants to be wiser should turn south, namely cleave to chesed, the secret of the south. This is because chesed of Zeranpin, while in greatness, becomes chachmah. If he be a Torah scholar, he should have chesed in him. Then together with yud, which is chachma in him, he becomes pious, a chesed. He who has no chachma in him is not considered pious. It was therefore said that the ignorant man is not pious. Perkei Avot, chapter 2. That is chesed, if he has in him the first hay, bina, the secret of the five books of the Torah, that were given from the left, he is called mighty in the Torah, and is fearful of sin. If he is ignorant without any Torah in him, it says of him, nor are the ignorant fearful of sin. Again explaining that all aspects of Kavanah is relative to the person. So the more you learn, the more you expand your consciousness, the more your ability to make connection to the light, the more unity you bring into this world, the more peace you have in your own life, as well as in the world itself. All it takes is the effort. Uman dezakei li tiferet, dihu vav, dihu chacham mevin, batorav vire chet, Yerit, Malchute de Yehu He, Mitzvat Hamelech I Aved, Pikude, Malka Kevan, Zake Lishem Yutke Vavke, Zake Lishma Meporash, De Itkere Adam Veda Yutke Vavke, Bechahu Zimna Shalit, Al Gufe de Yehu Shutapu, De Nefesh Bimhemit, the ruach habchemit div nefesh habchemit asiyat behemit asiyat hevle alma ruach mamala Havle alma neshama deval kol chirurin umachashavot dechavle alma v'tachatzi shalit alayhu. He who attains tiferet, which is the vav, and is a man of wisdom, of understanding, in the Torah and fearful of sin, he inherits his malchut, the last day. If he observes the king's commands when he attains the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, he is worthy of the tetragrammaton name pronounced in full, called Adam, literally man, which is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei fully spelled Levavos. The numerical value of Adam, namely Ma, is 45, like the Yud-Vav-Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, Hey Aleph, an indication of Zeranpin when in greatness. At that time, he has control over the body, the partner of the bestial nefesh, and the bestial ruach. The bestial nefesh makes the vanities of the world. The bestial ruach speaks of the vanities of the world. And the bestial neshama harbors all kinds of meditations and thoughts about the vanities of the world. The Torah scholar rules over them, namely over the body, and the bestial nefesh, ruach, and neshama. The verse is talking about what is taking place when you do the efforts. As you attain greater and greater consciousness, you take control of your body. We've all heard of the Eastern religious people who are able to control their blood pressure and their pulse, their breathing, etc. This is control of the body. It's being described in the Zohar. A Jewish Mekubal is able to do all of those things. He may not choose to demonstrate it to the world, because is that a desire for oneself alone or a desire in order to share? Will people want to get closer to these techniques if they see somebody doing them? Is that what happens when the people in the East demonstrate their control? People are amazed. They're awe. Did they change? Did they do one more act of sharing? Maybe they did an act of sharing. They did a little bit more tzedakah to that man. The idea of being in this world is to make correction. The idea of being in this world is choosing to get closer to God. And we do that by sharing. We do that by raising our consciousness. We do that by doing what we perceive as righteousness, as what is correct. Hahi diktiv, the year do, vidgat hayam uv'ov hashamayim, ubav chema uv'kol ha'aretz, Mai uvakol ha'aretz da gufa, olam katan de nachalin, mine hahidiktiv umorai achem, vehidchem misitra, demina shalit alaihu, ve veyirdu kaftalad aleph veyirid, miyad miyam adyam misitra, Ishmala dechalin mine hahidiktiv umorayachem vehidchem viale itmar yodea tzadik nefesh vechemto. This is the meaning of the verse, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth. Bereshit chapter 1. Here the fish of the sea alludes to the neshama, the birds of the sky to the ruach, and the cattle to the nefesh. What is over all the earth? It is the body, a small world. They are afraid of the Torah scholars who rule over them, as written, and the fear of you and the dread of you, Bereshit chapter 9. He rules over them on the right side, chesed, and of chesed it says, and let them have dominion, which has the same meaning as may he have dominion also from sea to sea. Tehillim chapter 72, which is an expression of dominion. On the left side, Gevurah, they fear him, as written, and their fear of you and the dread of you. It says of him, a righteous man knows the soul, literally the nefesh of his cattle. Namely, he has control over his bestial nefesh. One of the aspects of Torah study is learning to control our anger, our passion, our emotions, learning to get closer to God, to be like God, means we need to control bad aspects that come from our desire. What does control mean? It means restriction. It means changing your consciousness from one of fear, from one of reaction, from one of selfishness, to a desire to receive in order to share. Studying Torah helps us achieve that. Batar de'ihu tzadik la yachiv le shechar mitzvot let le agra ve'alma da ve'la muzovna li'viran yani hashuv kamat ihu im shekinta bakviu ima al kolam. Since he is righteous, the Holy One, blessed be he, does not give him a reward for his good deeds, and he receives no reward in this world, nor food for the body and the bestial neshama ruach and nefesh. A poor man is regarded as a dead man, but he is above all constantly with the Shekhinah. We all ask the question, why is there good people who have such hell on this earth? And why are there bad people who seem to be rewarded? And this verse just asks that same question in a more traditional way. Ki Adonai Elohecha Esh Ochla Hu Hai Esh Tzarich Le Tamid Ima Delet Le Kiviyah Dihu Akil Kol Karbanai Nin Ditzlotin Umilin Dioraita Dihi Shekinta Ihu Parnasa Dile Uma Ditzlotin Ahi Dikti Pitchi Li Pitchi Li Ditzlota Ditzmar Ba Adonai Shevatai Tiftach Dihi Achotai Ti Rayati The late Rayati Ella Parnasati Deva Metachnin Miachalin the Karbanin Dimalka Benin Kadishin Pirkama Mine Miachalin Benachama Dioraita. For Hashem your Elohim is a consuming fire. This fire the Shekhinah needs him to be with her always, as she is never put out, but consumes all the sacrifices, which are the prayers and the words of the Torah. For she, the Shekhinah, provides for him, for Zeranpin. In what way is she considered his provider? Through the prayers of Israel, which she receives. Here it is written, open for me, Shir HaShirim chapter 5, meaning open with prayer, for it is said of her, Adonai, open my lips, for she is my sister. The Hebrew word is Reayati. My love, the Hebrew is Reayati, Shir HaShirim, chapter 5. My love being my provider, by the terms Reah, as in Hashem is my shepherd, the Hebrew is Roeh, Tehillim, chapter 23. By her, the holy children, namely the children of Israel, prepare food for the sacrifices of king Zeranpin, including many victuals, which are the bread of the Torah. The sacrifices don't exist on the physical level, but as we study them, they're actually happening all over again. Deitmar ba l'chu l'chamu v'lachmi mimina u'chamra dehu yena d'oraita mishmala v'nisuch Hamayim, Vayin Dioraita, the Kiktav, the Betayan Gippe, Meamuda, the Emsaita, the Kalil Tarvaihu, the Visra, Dihi Basar Hakodesh Bekama Karbanan Nin Diala Ukmuha Mare Madnitin Bavasar Hayodred Min Hashemayim Askanan Ma Min Hashemayim Amudad Emsa Itad Allah Itmar Uvasar Mibishira. It is said of her, come eat of my bread, Mishlei chapter 9. On the right, chesed, and with wine, the wine of the Torah on the left, the side of Geburah, and the water libation, which is right, and the wine of the written and oral Torah, which is left of the central column, Tiferet, which includes them both, as it comprises right and left, which are chesed and Geburah, and with flesh, the holy flesh, and with several sacrifices, namely Malchut, which the sages of the Mishnah explained, that we are dealing with the flesh that comes down from heaven. What is from heaven? It is the central column, which is Zeron Pin, called heaven. It says of her, as Zeron Pin, the secret of Adam, said of her, and flesh of my flesh. Bereshit, chapter 2. I honestly, I mean, I have a sense of this verse, but I really couldn't explain it. V'da basar hakodesh di'adli kat v'kama shal chovin mesitra digbura v'irchimu devala atokdat v'irchimu v'achava v'kriyat shema v'irchimu v'yiguda Delelia, the Yomam, La Tikhepe, the Chabraya, the Chayalkon, Al Titnu, Deme, Lo, Likuchabarichu, the Mechave, Ihu, Bishal Chovin, Dirchimu, the Ikude, the Kriyat Shema, the Kaima, Be, Esh, Damid, Tamid, Tukad, Al, the Mizbeach, Lo, Tikbe. This is the end of the Reaya Mechenna, the end of Moshe's teaching. This is the last verse of the section. The holy flesh is Malchut, burning in several flames on the side of Geburah. She burns with love for her husband, Zeron Pin, with the love of the recital of the Shema, and the love of union, which is never put out day and night. Friends, upon you rest. Give him no rest, Isaiah chapter 62, meaning the Holy One, blessed be he, until he is engulfed by the flame of love for his union in the recital of the Shema, so that this verse will be fulfilled. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Vayikra chapter 6. The eternal flame. By our saying the Shema with Kavanah, by our unifying the upper and the lower worlds, the physical and the spiritual worlds, we are manifesting this concept of the fire never going out on the altar of our heart, the passion that we feel to be close to God. Does anybody have any questions? No questions? There will be a class next Tuesday night at 7:45. Then there won't be a class on Wednesday or Thursday of the first of Pesach week, the first week. And then there will be a class the following Thursday, a week later than the second Seder night, which will start at 10:30. So in the next 2 weeks, there will only be two classes, one on Tuesday and one on Thursday. Tuesday the first week, Thursday the second week. I wish you all a Pesach Sameh Pesach, a kosher Pesach. Thank you, Margie. A kosher Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you. Shabbat Shalom.